Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day, everybody. It's December 30th. You know what you need to do. You need to stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. You want to make sure you have plenty of wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. I love the barrels. I love the dills. And we love Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, time now for our play-by-play call of the day. And last night, Quentin Flowers of USF in the Birmingham Bowl, our first ever Birmingham Bowl highlight.
Off the play fake. Flowers thought about running. Now he's forced out of the pocket. Thrown into the end zone. Touchdown! Elkanah Dillon. And the play was kept alive by Flowers.
And South Florida in overtime beat South Carolina last night, 46-39. And there we go. That's our play-by-play call of the day. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf. All right. Sean's here in the Sunbury Motors studio. I am back to 500 with the Georgia win today. I just want to, I may send Kirby Smart a note.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Stanford at the break leads North Carolina 13-7, even though they've lost their starting quarterback. And Christian McCaffrey's not playing with that. We bring in Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. Frank, there are a lot of issues to get into, obviously, and then the Rose Bowl coming up on Monday. So let's start with the fact that guys like Linwood, Fournette, and, of course, today Christian McCaffrey not playing. How do you view all of that and the decisions they've made?
Yeah, wow. I never would have thought of that. I mean, it almost seems that once you do hear it, well, why didn't I think of that happening right at some point? You know, I guess your hope would be at least if the team is in a so-called really meaningful bowl game, the guys aren't going to do that. I'm really surprised at Stanford, you know. I would think, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be. It's all an individual situation. Guys worried about getting hurt. I don't know where this is going to go or how popular this is going to be. It's really something to keep an eye on because it's definitely going to change the games. I mean, when NBA, when college basketball players all of a sudden started leaving early, everybody's, wow, that's changing the way things are. You know, I think people have gotten used to that, but I don't know. I mean, you know, you look at Saquon Barkley, I don't think, say, next year, I can't imagine that kid doing something like this, but maybe if somebody convinces him it's in his best effort, I mean, or it gets pressure to do it, I think it's a wait and see. It's very concerning to me, though, if you care about watching college football games.
Yeah, it is, you know, for those who love the game. I mean, I realize they're doing what they think is best for their future, where they're going to make a lot of money. Are you concerned that it then goes one step further? We're 5-3. We can't win our division. We're just going to finish out the season and get to as fine a bowl game as we can get to. You know what? I'm done.
I mean, yeah, I think that would be a more of an outlier situation because, you know, you may have some high, or a guy who makes himself high profile by doing something like that. I kind of don't know if I'd be, you'd hope I shouldn't be worried about that happening too often in the future. I mean, why are these kids coming here then?
Yeah,
I mean, they're coming here to get an education but to also better themselves. If you're going to start dropping out 4 or 5 games, I guess the NFL doesn't care, maybe, I guess, you know? Your pro career doesn't care. Your agent doesn't care.
Well, you know,
I think you should.
You know what's interesting, though, is that the NFL really is looking long and hard at character issues now. They really are when it comes time to draft. And I think that that is an unintended consequence that some people may not have brought into play here.
Right. You know, and that's, we spend so much time covering one football team.
Yeah.
That sometimes, you know, you don't always are the best to speak about a lot of the other programs. I mean, I know there's a lot of coaches and programs that obviously care about what their kids are doing character-wise and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to imagine guys from Penn State doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Penn State. I know it's not like I'm trying to put them above anybody. It's just, it's hard for me covering these players to all of a sudden think there's guys that would do something like that, because you're taking down your team when you do that.
Right. The next issue is the Minnesota issue. And the Minnesota issue is that, you know what, we don't think you've been fair to our teammates. Now, again, not enough information to work with. But, I mean, I want to be fair to everybody all the way through here.
Sure.
But we might not play in the bowl game. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, again, another issue that you wouldn't think of. I think what you mentioned about not having a lot of information is really valuable, because, you know, it's hard to know if those guys, what the intention there. I mean, maybe they truly have more information about their teammates that we don't know about, and they think this is totally wrong.
Right.
We shouldn't, this should not happen. I mean, maybe they think the university is doing something to make themselves look good despite the kids, and their kids aren't getting a fair shake. I don't know about the idea of that threat or how serious that threat is. I mean, I think back to Penn State in 2011. I mean, you know, you hear rumors about the Penn State players not wanting to go to the Ticket City Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how serious was that? How close was that? How much would that have really happened? You know, I don't know how much can these players make that happen? Can they really... Are people really going to bond together that many and say they're not going? Now they backed off. Obviously, Penn State went to the Ticket City Bowl, but you know what? You could tell that Penn State didn't want to be there.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. The way they played, they didn't look like they wanted
to. The way they practiced and the way they played, you could tell.
So, and I think that's where people have a lot of problem with bowl games, is because, you know, the hardest thing to pick in the world would be if you're trying to handicap a bowl game or go with a Vegas line on a bowl game, because it's, you have to, how much does that team want to be there or not, and how do you always know that? But that's so much what goes into, like, who wins a bowl game, who plays well in a bowl game, not who's better or more talented, you know?
I think something that happened in the Minnesota situation, Frank, was that the initial meeting, you could tell they were just given some mumbo jumbo. You could tell. Like, I didn't tell them anything. The second meeting, they did sit down and actually were very straightforward. You can tell we're straightforward with them, because you notice at that point they didn't backed off, because they told them this is what we know. Well, okay.
Right.
And I think Minnesota learned a lesson. Look, let's treat them like men and handle it man-to-man here and know what the deal is.
Exactly. And I think the guys really, you know, they didn't care for the initial treatment, and I think maybe surprised Minnesota. I don't think maybe people thought that they would act like that publicly, but maybe good for them if they're standing up for what they believe in, just getting as much of the full story as they should.
Right, as much as they're allowed to tell. I mean, there's certain parameters. The Joe Mixon situation. Next one. I mean, this has been quite a week. This happened 2 years ago. The punishment was sitting out a season, which essentially was his redshirt season. So he's not going to miss any time in his career, as he redshirted his first year doing this. Not so much about Mixon. I think it speaks for itself. But what did you think of, in the end, how Oklahoma has handled this?
Well, you know, it should have been handled completely, in my estimation, completely different. From the very beginning, you shouldn't have got to this point. You shouldn't even be hearing about him at Oklahoma 2 years later, because if you're set, you know, it's a privilege to come here and be a student and play football. And if you do something, we're not saying that you can't make mistakes and be a better person and completely live a wonderful life. But if you're going to do something like that at that point, then you need to go about doing your life over and making amends somewhere else, not here. You know, we're not condemning you, but you can't, we can't accept that here. Because, I mean, you know, and unfortunately, why isn't that the way, you know, why isn't that the way people are thinking? You know, because, I mean, Penn State was forced to kind of be like that when, after the scandal and sanctions and, Bill O'Brien takes over. I mean, there was nobody that could get out of line, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
I mean, we don't know if, I don't know who Sean Oakman is as a person now or then, but there was no tolerance for what he did, allegedly, when he first got here. And Bill's like, "You're gone."
Yeah.
You know, you can't have another chance for that. And that certainly wasn't as serious as this situation in Oklahoma. So I don't understand why the man is still on the team and why he's allowed the redshirt.
Right. No.
Basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I completely agree with that as well. Back to this is somewhat of a take with the bowl games and players not playing it. And obviously coach is not coaching in it. Jeff Brohm didn't coach Western Kentucky last night. He's out recruiting for Purdue right now. How do you think about the number of bowl games? And I know you're thorough. When you've walked around at bowl games, how sponsor heavy are they and what do they mean to the communities they're in?
Well, you know, Penn State, I guess maybe fortunately for their fans or players, I mean, they mostly have gone to bigger bowl games.
Right.
So many of the games that we're now talking about are games that I couldn't even tell you the names of them. Those fans don't know where they're at, who's playing in them. There's so many of those, which seems kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I guess it comes back to it's a business world out there. If somehow these people can make money and invite college teams to play, I don't know how they're making money doing it. Obviously, please don't ask me to explain that, how they're making money. But if they're doing it and the kids seem somewhat excited about it, I mean, I certainly like, okay, good for them.
Right.
You know, Penn State is going to more, you know, my only experience is going to more established games for the most part. The Ticket City Bowl is probably the least of that, but yet that was still in a major city. I mean, that's still in Dallas.
Right.
I think that the game they're going through this year, of course, it speaks for itself.
Right.
But even the games that, you know, the Citrus Bowl in years past, or the Capital One Bowl, I mean, the Outback Bowl is very well run.
Yeah.
Great place. I think it has a good niche in Tampa. You know, I think they are important. I get the gist from the people that are running the games and all the volunteers that are there. You get a little bit of a sense.
Right.
I don't know. Penn State obviously plays in front of good bowl crowds. I think it goes beyond a reward for the players. I think it's a reward for the families and the friends that come to these places. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still amazed by the, you know, you look out there at the tour packages, you know, these are great trips for people who can afford them, and there's a lot of people affording them somehow because they wouldn't have them. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity that goes beyond football. I guess if they can have the money to do it, I don't have any problem with that. 40, 50 bowl games.
All right. We're still, it's less than 2 weeks out now, but have you started to formulate some thoughts about some storylines you want to look at once you get to Los Angeles?
You know, I like to always kind of gauge the demeanor, I guess, of the teams.
Yeah.
You could really do that in 2008 when USC was there with that team and Penn State. USC just seems, I mean, they just acted like, I mean, we're not talking like the Miami Hurricanes.
No, but they
back in 86.
There was a swagger when they walked in the room.
And you know what? You kind of thought, you didn't know if you wanted to see that if you're an opponent, but you understood it because of how good they were.
Yeah.
You kind of understood what maybe that's their deal, and they played like it was their deal. So Penn State, you know, I'll be interested to see kind of when I'm out there how the team, especially on the big bowl media day when you get a whole group of the players together from both teams that are there for us. As far as the game goes, I'm really interested in Saquon Barkley, who I would think would be healthier and more rested than we've seen all year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the guy ever going to be 100% healthy because of the way he runs? I mean, he gives up his body so much that I don't know if we ever see him 100% or close to it.
That's a good point.
But now we might get a chance, right?
Right.
With a month off. Yeah. And USC's run defense has become better, but it's still, I think, a little shaky. So that, to me, with Penn State's offensive line that has really got to give them all the credit in the world of the way they've come together with the backups and moving guys around. If they get another month of practicing, Saquon's healthy. I'm really interested to see what they can do in the run game.
Frank, you have a great family, and to you and that great family of yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I look forward to seeing you out in L.A.
It'll be awesome. You too. Can't wait. Have a great one, Steve.
Thanks. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. K.com. Great to have you with us here on this Friday, the final day of 2016 for us. Travel day tomorrow. Sean's taking a private jet out there. It's fabulous. I don't know how he pulled that off. And he's taking the suit, I guess, with him.
Barbados?
I'd go to the Rose Bowl. That'd be me.
No, I heard the rumor I was in Barbados.
No. Suit wants to.
Oh, trust me. If I had a shot to get to the Rose Bowl, there's so many... So many Facebook friends of mine have been they're posting now they're en route to California, or they're already there.
Good. It's going to rain there tomorrow, but Sunday and Monday are supposed to be really nice.
Game time, though, is the key.
Yes. And for the parade, too. A lot of people are going for the parade. As I told you yesterday, you know, in the list of life, parade, check, done, okay, done it. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Look, the parades are spectacular, so I'm not going to do the old, if you've seen one float with rose petals, you've seen them all, but I've been to it twice. I'm going to the game.
I'll definitely watch the parade. Well, I want to see the blue band, so.
Oh, everybody wants to see the blue band.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, and they've worked hard for this. Very, very hard. In fact, our next television feature on the Unlocked Basketball TV show is on the blue band. They had some idiot go over and do a bunch of interviews with them and write the story.
Was that you or Roger?
That'd be me.
Oh, okay. Well, Roger does the narration for it, right?
Well, I do the narration for this segment.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I do the narration for this segment. Gotcha. Stanford early third quarter leads North Carolina 13-7. But North Carolina's driving. And Tennessee leads Nebraska 7-0 in the second quarter. So you're up to date on the bowl games. Later, 5:30, it's going to be South Alabama against Air Force, and it's in Tucson this evening. And tonight, it is the first of the New Year's Six. It is the Orange Bowl, Michigan against Florida State. I will see half of that. And after that, we're going to have to reel it in. I'm out the,
get some Z's.
I'm out the door at 4:45 in the morning. I got to be there by 5 a.m. So we can... Get on the bus, and bus pulls out at 5:30. Goes down to Harrisburg, and then get on the plane and charter out there to LAX. And then after that, let the game begin. Let the game begin. Is there anything else big going on? Oh, I had an offer to go see the Rams and Cardinals on Sunday. I went...
You probably got a ticket in between the 40s, I would think.
I think it was a bench pass. I mean, how could a team be elicit so much excitement 6 months ago? We got football back. Now, the end of the year, oh my God, we got football back. But the Lakers are also playing. We're staying across the street from the Staples Center.
Nice.
All right. The Lakers are playing Sunday night, I think. They say, you want to go to that? I said, no. I really don't. No. Jack and I were like, I don't think so.
No. As he set up your tea time.
No tee time. There is no tee time this time. Okay. Even though the golf course is right next to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
We could have gone out and played nine holes in the morning. Right? Then, you know, showered up and gone over and done the game. Brookside Country Club's right next to it. You look out the back of the press box and there's...
I heard you say there was a golf course next to it. Yeah. I didn't catch the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go, you look in the back on the other side of the brook.
So it's a country club. Or club.
It's a place that has grass and tees and holes. I mean, right? It, in the back of the press box, then it loops around and goes to the north side.
Okay.
So it looks like a nice course. What the heck? I mean, no, no such thing as a bad one unless it's a pasture. Can't, I'll tell you, St. John's, I cannot figure out. Penn State clobbered that team. Clobbered them. Went to Syracuse, won by 30, beat Butler last night. Okay, Penn State needs the game on Sunday against Rutgers.
Where Sealands grow, Sunbury. We'll look back at the 2016 football season on the Penn State Sports Network.
Throws down the middle. Oh, Gesicki, he's got it. Touchdown, Penn State. The throw by Trace McSorley on the money. And Mike Gesicki has been everything that we saw in the preseason. Give it to Barkley. Through the hole. 50, 45, to the right 40. There goes Barkley. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. St. Paul Barkley, 56 yards of the clutch. Trips far side, one near side. Second and six, their own 19. Takes the snap, back, stunt run again. Delivers as he throws, intercepted John Reed, 25-20. John Reed near side to the 15 and slides down and says, this game is over. Give it. It's Barkley, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions winning in overtime on Saquon Barkley's 25-yard run, and they flow off the bench into the end zone, and the Nittany Lions get a win they had to have.
First and 10 at the 25 of Maryland. Turns, Sanders sweeps near side to the edge, 25-20, Sanders 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State, the first career touchdown for Miles Sanders. Durbin's long this year is 40, it's a 41-yard attempt, far hash, put down, kick is up, it's blocked, on the turn, picked up by Haley, Haley the 50, the 40, 40, 25-20, Haley 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State. Marcus Allen blocked it, and Grant Haley takes it to the house, and the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium and take the lead with 4:27 to go. One more snap. Here we go. 22 seconds to go. McSorley takes it. There's the knee. 107,208. Believe the Nittany Lions have done it. They have knocked off second-ranked Ohio State in Beaver Stadium, 24-21, and this joint goes wild. McSorley, Barkley, 25-20, and a first down for Penn State. And Saquon Barkley goes over 1,000 yards rushing on the season for the second consecutive year. McSorley takes it back. They run a blitz. Down the middle for Godwin. He goes to the end zone. He's got Barkley. Touchdown. Penn State on the wheel route. The Nittany Lions take their first lead of the night. So here they are. They line up now on fourth down. Takes the snap. Runs back. Runs back. He slides down. It's over. They brought back the fun. They brought back the excitement. And now they brought back a Big Ten championship. The Penn State Nittany Lions are Big Ten champions.
Could you rattle those things off again, please? Nine straight wins. The 13th data point. You're a conference champion, an Eastern Division champion. You beat Ohio State. You just took care of Wisconsin. Do you deserve a spot in the college football playoff? What I do know is we just won the toughest conference in college football. We've won nine straight. They say you're allowed to overcome early setbacks. We've done that. It's on you now, the committee.
The 2016 football season isn't over yet. Live from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, the 2016 Big Ten champion Nittany Lions versus the USC Trojans. It's the granddaddy of them all. This is the Rose Bowl.
5 o'clock will be the kickoff, 3:30 the airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, we bring in now the leader, and there's an old saying in dog sledding that if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. My view hasn't changed since the start of this. My brother, great to have you on board. We have more picks to make as you widen your lead.
How did last week work out? I didn't check.
Sean is actually here in the studio today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sean's right here.
Hi, Sean. Hi,
Sean.
Kevin, hello. Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
You want to know last week.
Yeah, let's get last week's here. Steve, you were 5-2. Kevin and I were 4-3.
Yeah, so you're catching up.
Catching up. Yeah. So the pro picks, Kevin, you are 84-45. I am 80-49, and Steve is 79-50. So he's now five back.
I'm catching up. Tony Romo's playing this week, for goodness sakes. If he's playing, that means the season's almost over.
Sanchez is playing, isn't he?
They're both going to play.
I heard Sanchez was playing, and Romo wasn't going to play at all.
Romo is going to play. They now say he will play in the game.
He'll get hurt.
He may take a knee.
Break his knee. Tear his ACL. Not that that would be funny that he got hurt, but I mean.
Anyway. All right, Sean, what games do we have?
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're talking about the Cowboys, we'll just pick that one first. Dallas and Philadelphia, and that'll be Eagle 107, Sunday, 1 o'clock kick from the link.
I'm going to take Philly. Philly's playing for pride. Dallas is sitting everybody, and they should sit everybody. I'm going to go with Philly.
Yep, I'm taking Philly also.
I'm taking Dallas. I just think they're flat out better. Even if they're going to sit people, I just think they're better. Dallas.
You're right. I got to find a way to write these down. I'm really disorganized tonight. I got a new studio here. I rearranged it.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
I've got the same old one I've had for 5 years.
And it's in pristine condition.
What do you mean? Joe Portelli
I thought this was about a note of one of those post-its. It's a piece of cheese.
That's not good.
Kevin, you don't have to write them down, Kevin. I'll send them to you later.
Rashawn will send them to you later.
I'll send you all the picks later.
Make me laugh. Okay, I'm ready now.
I'll send you all the picks later. You don't have to worry about writing them down.
Dallas, Sean took Philly,
and
I took Philly.
And I took Dallas.
Right. Okay, I'm good to go. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. I'll send you all the picks later. You don't have to write them down as we go.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Text me if I forget. All right, Baltimore and Cincinnati.
I'm going with the home team since this is a tough week. Baltimore has not impressed me at all, and I'm hoping Cincinnati will finally come through for me. I'm going to take the home team, Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
This game means nothing to either team.
No.
Cincinnati looked pretty good recently. I thought Baltimore gave it everything they had against the Steelers on Sunday night, and it wasn't enough. But I'm going to go with Baltimore anyway. That's just gut feeling.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble.
What do you mean in trouble?
This is what's going to happen. I lead the whole year, and then I'll lose. Okay.
I'm so far behind, I think I'm first.
You're first.
I'm so far
behind.
Safe
this week.
I'm looking around. I'm thinking, I don't see anybody. I must be in first place.
Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't take any chances. Play it safe.
I feel like Rosie Ruiz.
just match my picks. Take the same ones I'm taking.
Oh, God, Derek Williams did that with Jackie.
Then you'll win. You'll be fine. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, Houston is the number 4 seed in the AFC, so that's locked in, and they will be at the Marcus Mariota, the Tennessee Titans.
I think without Mariota, this creates a dismal offense for Tennessee. Like last week, they were dismal. I'm curious to see what Savage can do, and I think Bill O'Brien's going to play the game to win because he needs his quarterback to get confidence. I'm taking Houston.
I agree with that.
I'm going to Tennessee.
I'm going to take Houston as well, for what Kevin said. I think Bill O'Brien needs to find out what Tom Savage has in the tank, so he's not going to play it safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean's going for it here, man.
That's right.
Going for the jugular vein. He's been waiting for this moment all year.
All right, now we'll go to the AFC East. We've got the Bills at the Jets.
Oh, what a great game.
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, I think Christian Attenberg's going to play. So, have you heard any different?
Fitzpatrick, I think, is supposed to start, right?
That's what I've heard. I've not heard anything about Christian going in.
I heard he was dressing and going to play.
Well, he is going to dress. That I do know. He is absolutely dressing. That I do know.
Well, I'm taking Buffalo. the Jets are just pitiful.
EJ Manuel starting that game.
For the Jets?
No, for the
Bills. Oh, for Buffalo? Oh, yeah. Over the other guy?
Well, Tyrod Taylor.
Who's Buffalo?
Anthony Lynn, whom I've known for, 10, 12 years. That's Danton Lynn's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Danton Lynn played here at Penn State.
Huh.
So, there are a lot of people who think that he's going to get the job.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done.
I'm taking Buffalo.
And I will take the Jets.
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all,
I'm going to have diarrhea.
I'm sorry, but in all good consciousness, there is no way on the planet I can take the New York Jets.
I know you can't.
Okay? The New York Jets, to their credit, are not just horrible, they're extremely horrible. So they're out.
All right, so we have Oakland at the Broncos. The Raiders have clinched a playoff berth. They can secure the AFC West, lock up a first-round bye with a win or a loss by Kansas City. Oakland can earn the number one seed and home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs with a win and a New England Patriots loss.
Denver's out, right?
Denver is out.
Yeah.
The AFC's all set. They know who the six teams are.
I think the kid from Penn State's under a microscope here. I think he's going to play good. I think he's going to play real good. He's fiery. He's got something to prove. Oakland wants to win the game. Denver could care less. They're embarrassed. DeMarcus Ware is gone for the season. Without a really overwhelming defense, Denver is just an average football team. I got Oakland.
Yep, me too. Raiders.
I think McGloin's going to play
Denver.
Well.
Come on.
No, I think McGloin's going to play well.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Oakland.
Good.
All right. Kansas City and San Diego, the Chiefs, who have earned a playoff berth, they can seize the AFC West Division title and earn a first round bye if they win and if Oakland loses.
I think San Diego's humiliated. Their season's done. They have the distinction of losing to Cleveland. Could be the last game in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kansas City wins this game easily. They're just playing a better team, like Steve said before about Dallas. They're just better than San Diego. I don't think San Diego would care less if they even showed up. Kansas City.
Well, hopefully they'll wear those powder blue jerseys, but I'm going with Kansas City, too.
Oh, I'm picking Kansas City. My goodness, the Chargers just lost to the Browns.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which last week I said was a distinct possibility, said last week. Yep, so it's like I actually got one right.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
All right, well, the final game of the NFL 2016 regular season, game number 256, it will determine the NFC North Division winner. Green Bay and Detroit, depending on the results of Sunday afternoon's games, the loser of the contest could be out of the playoff picture entirely. The Packers will claim the division with a win. With a loss, Green Bay can secure a playoff berth with a Washington Redskins loss. Detroit locks up the NFC North with a win, and they can earn a first-round bye with a win, combined with losses by both Atlanta and Seattle. With a loss, Detroit can clinch a playoff berth with a Washington loss.
Wow.
There you go.
Who's the one who's got the if the Giants and Washington tie and
Tampa Bay.
Yeah. This is really weird.
This is great stuff. Right?
Remember when the suit years ago would give you all these high school football scenarios, like 10 different things would have to break for one team to get it? That's the first thing I thought of with Tampa Bay.
When I saw that they need among the scenario, and there's like 8 teams that have to lose, and then I saw that the Giants and Washington had to tie, I thought, my goodness, we might as well go over and just start carving the gravestone now. They're dead.
But isn't it true that Penn State kind of had that this year? That things kind of broke, not to that level, but they needed things to happen, they all happened.
They needed Michigan to lose a game before they played Ohio State, and then they needed Ohio State to win. And then Penn State had to win. So it's actually, in the end, it was not like this.
Oh, no, it's not like that. I'm saying, but they had to,
sometimes things
just fall because, I mean, and I believe that you make your break. So, well, to me, Detroit's a defeated team. I've watched them the last couple of weeks, and they are not the same team that got them in the position that they're in right now. A big part of the playoffs is peaking at the right time, a la the New York Football Giants. It's not necessarily the best team all year wins the Super Bowl. It's a team that's playing the best at that time, especially in football, and is healthy. Green Bay is hitting its stride right now. Yeah. They're playing very well, and Detroit is not. Even though it's at Detroit, I got Green Bay.
Yeah, who'd have thought Detroit was in the driver's seat 3 weeks ago? Yeah. And I think the matchup you got to watch is Slay versus Jordy Nelson on Sunday night. And Nelson's just, he went for, $150?
Yeah.
$160 last week. So, they're clicking. They got a running game finally, so we're taking Green Bay, and they're going to win the division.
I'm taking Green Bay. Okay, now here's the Tampa Bay scenario. Tampa Bay needs to beat Carolina. The Bucs need to then sit back and hope that Green Bay, Houston, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, and Seattle all lose. Then they need the Giants and the Redskins to tie. So, to quote Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying we have a chance.
Watch everything else happen. And Tampa Bay loses.
Right, yeah. It all fell into place, and Tampa Bay couldn't take care of its own business.
Even had the tie in the bag.
The Giants or Washington.
Suddenly the Giants tie Washington last play of the game. They go to overtime, nobody scores. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay loses on a field goal.
Yeah.
Great news for the Bucs. I can hear my friend Gene Deckerhoff right now. Great news for the Bucs. Here it is. Houston, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Green Bay, they've all lost. And the Giants just tied the Redskins, and Carolina just kicked a field goal, and we're out of the playoffs.
The Redskins and Giants are in overtime, just kind of like playing like that Pro Bowl about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not even playing. They're going to let it be a tie. Right. Just laughing.
So 7 different things need to happen for them. 7
That's just amazing.
Things.
Who figures this stuff out? I don't know.
They need to have somebody figure it out, because if they don't, then they'll know. At least in the AFC, it's all set. All 6 teams are set.
What do you guys think?
A question of order.
Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I think we got to get to that next week.
Mm. Yeah, we'll start to kick it around.
Now I might do the show next week in Philadelphia on that Friday, but I'm kind of bouncing around the country a little bit next week. So.
Wow! Yeah, when are you leaving for Pasadena?
Tomorrow.
Hey, I'll give you $20. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If during the parade, you take your shirt off and you run out in the middle of the parade and pluck a rose for me.
Sean, tell him. Go ahead, Sean, tell him.
What?
If you expect him to be at the parade, he will be a... Stefano is a no-show.
I'm not going to the parade.
Why?
Because I'm going to sleep in and go in with the team to the game. I went.
Yeah,
I got
but
to
the parade's at like 10 o'clock. You've seen the parade before, haven't you?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, okay. You've already seen it.
I've gone to the parade twice.
But I'm your brother. I'm asking you for a favor.
Do you know what time you gotta, you know what time you have to leave the hotel to get to the parade?
No, and I don't care. I'm asking you for a rose I can give to my girlfriend from the Rose Bowl Parade, and you're telling me I'm sleeping in.
You
got the boot in the rear end, man. I'm hurt.
I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the parade. Remember, the parade is on at 8 o'clock in the morning where you live.
I would do it for you.
Oh, bold words. I actually brought you back Rose Bowl turf grass once.
No, you brought me back pinstripe bowl grass.
I did. I did the same thing with the Rose Bowl, first time in 95.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably fighting with my wife. I used to have to fight just to watch the games.
Yeah.
God, what a wench.
And the new year is right around the corner. Well, you've hit the jackpot this time, Clarence Gregg.
Yes, I'm doing
like
very
that?
Well.
We're wrapping up 2016 with a big, fat, happy red bow, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. So I go to Los Angeles tomorrow. Well, we're out of here at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Game's Monday. I fly to Detroit on Tuesday. I've got a game in Ann Arbor Wednesday night. I'm back here Thursday. I'm going to go to Philly Friday. I've got a game Saturday at 1 o'clock in Philadelphia at the Palestra.
Wow.
So, then after that, I'm home for 2 weeks.
I complain about driving from South Windsor to Enfield.
I'm not complaining. I'll be asleep. I've got a first-class seat tomorrow. I'm all good.
Wow. Well, you have a safe trip.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a safe New Year. Sean, have a safe New Year. Happy New Year.
You too, Kevin.
Come on, North Carolina's driving, baby. You guys got Stanford.
We do.
Yeah, we do have Stanford, but at least Georgia got me back to 500.
I'm all over this stuff. Sean, you're God, I got everyone's record.
Suit's winning.
Suit's winning. He's 18-9.
Right. You've got 15. I've got 14. Steve's got 13.
Yeah,
well, I got 14
like
now.
You've got 14 now.
Yeah, because I got one today. All right, Kev, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Stay safe. Yeah. Have a good time. Go Penn State. I hope they win.
Yeah, so do I. It makes the post-game show better.
Yep.
All right. John,
thanks,
Happy
guys.
New Year.
You too.
Thanks. All right, we will talk to you in 2017 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet and Sunbury Motors.